You were born in Sligo County Hospital in 1962.
I was.
Padraig and Sheila being your parents.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Although he'd say Porrick now.
Sorry.
If he was still around, don't worry, he's not. So you're unlikely to get a call from him. he's very silent these days. You can't get a rise out of him at all. Which, both sides of the family, the McGowans and the McGlynns, are from Sligo. So I was born in Sligo as well, although my brothers were born in Galway. And I grew up in Galway. So it's kind of like whoever wants me. You know, it can be said that I'm from Sligo, but it can be said I'm from Galway as well. It just depends on who wants what.
And that's why I love this, because I would have always assumed you were Galway through and through.
Yeah.
How did your parents meet?
Well, my mother went to school, and indeed to my, as did my father, up till they were 16. And then you left school and you got yourself a job, you know, back in the day. But the two of them were going to the tech in Sligo. And one day my mother, when she was about 14 or 15, she fell down the stairs. Now, it didn't break anything or anything, but she did fall down a flight of stairs, landed at the bottom. And there was a guy looming over her who said, "I know who you are. You're Sheila McGowan." And then he left her there. On the ground. And listeners, she married him. That was my father. Yeah, Porrick MacLean. Didn't bother to help her up or anything, you know. It was enough that he knew who she was,
right,
apparently.
Romantic Saudi, and, sounds like.
Well, he was. And I'll tell you another bit of the romance there with that man. When he died, he died in Castlebar Hospital after 10 days of a marvellous snooze. You know, he looked fabulous in the coffin. The rest of us looked terrible at the funeral, but he looked brilliant. And he died on their wedding anniversary. So that's what a romantic sod that man was, you know.
Isn't that a mad coincidence?
Crazy stuff. And my mother could never get rid of him when she was growing up in Sligo either, because even if she broke it off with him for whatever, you know, spurious reason, he'd just come around to the house and bring my grandmother to the pictures then, you know, and her two youngest, Aileen and Noel, the youngest in the family, youngest brother and sister, they never knew a time when he wasn't there. They just thought he was a brother,